This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Saturday, April 5th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman does a little comparing of how the recent state budget agreement will affect some local schools. Zangla surveys 14 local school districts, including Catskill, Germantown, and Hunter Tannersville. All receive increases in state aid in the coming fiscal year, but at varying levels. Hunter Tannersville sees an almost 13% increase, while Rhinebeck gets 3% more funding. Catskill schools get an 8.55% increase, according to the article, and Superintendent Kathleen Farrell said her district will receive about $600,000 more than expected. Still, the district will be faced with cutting about $2 million in expenses in the future, including cuts to instructional staff, she said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is Saturday, April 5th, 2014, and there is at least one public meeting at 11 a.m. at the Berkshire Farm Center and Services for Youth on Route 22 in Canaan. There's a maple festival. Congressman Chris Gibson will attend the pancake breakfast and other festivities there. Saturday, the National Weather Service predicts there is a slight chance of showers before 3 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 51 and a low around 25. Sunday, sunny with a high near 56 is the forecast, with a low around 29. Monday night, a 50% chance of rain after 2 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 56. And Monday night, rain is likely, mainly after 8 p.m., with a low around 44. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.